Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news.
Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet master, their entire police state right now is being exposed. And from the very, very beginning, Trump needed to wake the people up and needed the people to feel uncomfortable. Because when you're uncomfortable, that's when change happens. When you're comfortable, you don't want to change anything. So when you look at the plan and you look at what Trump has been doing, he needed the people to wake up. He needed the people to see exactly what was going on in this country. And he needed to take the deep state and all those people that were hiding in the shadows, and he needed to bring them out into the open. He needed everyone to see their true agenda. He needed everyone to experience it, to make you feel uncomfortable, like the world is falling apart. The world is being destroyed. And that is what people are feeling right now. This had to be done. You needed to be uncomfortable so you would then push yourself to make a change. And those people that were comfortable, they needed to see the truth, which then they become uncomfortable and they would make a change. And the change would be, I don't like what's happening here. And that's exactly what Trump is doing. Actually, from the very, very beginning, I do believe his entire plan, everything that he was doing, was based on 2024, not 2020. Yes, everything was put into place from 2016. The plan was set. Continuity of government was set. He needed the deep state to go ahead and overthrow the United States government so he could take complete and utter control. Remember, he's a winner. He's not a loser. So he took this on knowing, listen, and he probably told the military, listen, you want me to be president? You want me to take back the country? You want me to wake the people up? Well, the only way I can do this is if I win. The only way I can do this is if I have complete and utter control. There can't be variables all over the place where something might happen. I need to know that I am in control of this entire country. And the military said, well, this is the way we can do this. Listen, we can set up the plan for continuity of government. We can have them cheat in the election, but you got to tell the people to come out and vote so we can catch them in the act. And once we catch them in the act, we can then say, okay, they actually went ahead with the insurrection and the military be activated. Now, the only way we can monitor everything is we need something to happen on U.S. soil. Can we have that done before 2020? Most likely not. So we need to do something else. Well, what happens if we create a new part of the military and they don't come under the Posse Comitatus Act until 2021? Can they monitor the election in 2020? Yeah, they can. And then once they find out that they've been cheating in the election, yes, then the military is activated. If we can have them have the actual insurrection and finish it off on January 6th, that would be incredible. So let's put all this in together. Let's put this plan together and let's have them do this. This way, we can then put the resident in place and we can wake up the people. If you haven't noticed, when we talk about the Keystone and the strength of this country that holds everything together, because remember, all of this has been about is about taking back the country, the people taking it back, the people getting their power back from the deep state players. What holds this country together? The people. The people hold it together with who? The military and the president. That is the keystone. That is what holds all this together. And if you pull that out, the entire country comes crumbling down. And I do believe Trump, he needed, from day one, he needed to get the people on his side. And the only way to do this is to show the people the truth. And then once the people see the truth, they would then go to his side, and they needed to be made uncomfortable through this entire journey. Remember, this is a journey of taking back the country. You needed to feel uncomfortable. You needed to get angry. You needed to get pissed off. You needed to say, why is this happening? You needed to ask a lot of questions. You needed to do all of these things so you would wake up and understand what is happening. And actually, Trump, during his South Dakota rally, he actually laid out the entire plan. He told you what is happening here. And he needed the people so we could take back the country. And he knows that the only way to do this is to allow the people to have their voice heard, to have the people vote and have their vote actually count, which means he needed the election to be secure. He needed to make sure that there was no foreign government interference. He needed to make sure that the deep state wouldn't interfere. And he needed to make sure it was done on one day without mail-in ballots, without drop boxes, without the computer systems. He needed it down to the basics. We needed to go back to the basics, and that needed to be guarded. That is the only way we were going to have the vote from every single person in this country actually count. And I do believe the only way to do this is to have the military and the National Guard to actually protect the vote. And what's very interesting, Dinesh D'Souza is coming out with a film called Police State. Trump retruthed this and his film, and actually this is going to wake up a lot more people. Remember, people wake up in all different ways. In the very beginning, those people that are awake, their minds were open, they wanted the information, they knew there was something wrong. I do believe that started with Q, and that allowed people to do research, to find out information. Q led everyone down a path so you would find the information, ask questions, didn't give all the answers, and a lot of people woke up, started to put all the pieces together, and the people started to realize what was going on, and that movement grew and grew and grew until it reached a point where it grew so big that you couldn't reach everyone else because everyone else really didn't believe in it. Other people were like, no, that has to be fake. It has to be a psyop. That's what it is. It's a psyop that's giving us all the information that's proving to be right today. So other people needed to wake up by experiencing everything, which we're feeling today. Other people, as they're experiencing all this, they needed to see more proof. So documentaries have come out, and the latest one is going to be Police State by Dinesh D'Souza, showing everything that happened during COVID and how the police state actually was taking away your rights. Other people need to see hard evidence of election interference, hard evidence of the government censoring free speech, going after your weapons without even following the Constitution. And this is what people are saying. Now, the other part of it, people are going to wake up during war because they're going to see the deep state, the fake news, and all these players say, listen, they're coming after us. We committed crimes. We committed treason, crimes against humanity. And to cover up all this, what we're going to do is going to bring you into war, a nuclear war. And we don't care if you're killed as long as we're protected. People are going to see this and people are going to understand this. And we could see we're reaching that point in time where the people are now waking up, the people are understanding this, and the people, they're going to need a way to actually have their voice heard, a way to actually have their vote counted. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump is preparing to do. And we can see that he's letting everyone know we're heading towards World War III. This is going to be a nuclear war. It's going to be very, very scary. We're heading to a point where there's going to be chaos. The economic system is going to implode. And we might hit a Great Depression type of scenario, and we will need a way to actually protect the vote because the deep state players, they cheat. They're always going to cheat. And I do believe he sent a message on how this is going to happen. We're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, you can see the deep state players, they're struggling right now because they do not have the narrative. And what's happening is that the people are really not believing the fake news anymore. Their ratings have gone down like we've never seen before. Rasmussen Report put this out and said, watching the Sunday shows, which one of the following news organizations do you trust the most? Legacy broadcast networks now can't even break 10% in most trusted. ABC, CBS, NBC, 7%, 6%, 7%. So the people, they don't even trust the fake news anymore. They can't even break 10%. That tells you everything you need to know, which means the people are no longer paying attention to them. The people are paying attention to Trump, paying attention to the Patriots. They're looking for the truth. They're researching on their own. And the people, they are now fully awake. And this is exactly what Trump needed to do, and the military and all the people that are behind him, because as we go towards 2024, he needed people to make a logical decision. Do you like what you're seeing? Do you like the economy falling apart? Do you like war? Do you like the borders wide open? Do you like these individuals violating your rights, trying to destroy the Constitution every step of the way? Do you like these individuals that are pedophiles, that have committed crimes against humanity? Do you like what you're seeing? If you don't, well, vote for me. If you like that, then that's fine. And I think most of the people in this country, they're going to be voting against the deep state players. But since we're talking about the deep state players, it looks like Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they just bought $95 million worth of Anheuser-Busch stock due to the fallout after the Dylan Mulvaney disaster. And did you see what just happened here? Well, it looks like they destroyed the company and the deep state as they normally do. They set things up. They have the company destroyed. Then they purchase the company so they can completely and utterly control it. But the problem with this is that the people, they're no longer going to get involved with that company anymore. Because normally what would happen back in the day, people would say, oh, okay, look, the company's not doing well. Okay, the deep state bought them. Now the company's doing well. I'll continue to purchase their product. Today, the people are awake and the people are saying, you know something? We destroyed the company. You can buy it, but we're going to go to a different company that believes in the Constitution, that believes in values, and we're not going to be shopping and we're not going to purchase your product or we're not going to go to your store. And I do believe this is exactly what is happening right now. And their plan to purchase these type of companies, it's not going to work in the end. Because the people, I don't think they're ever going to say, okay, you know what? We forgive you now. Let's go back to these companies. I think what's happening right now is more and more companies are now popping up and more people are going to be shifted away from these companies. And those companies will just die on the sidelines as we move forward. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see all the poster children who are over 80, where there should be term limits, they're continually staying in their position or they're running for re-election. We have McConnell, we have Dianne Feinstein, and now we have Nancy Pelosi. She's 83 years old. She's going to be running for re-election. She put this out on X and said, now more than ever, our city needs us to advance San Francisco values and further our recovery. Our country needs America to show the world that our flag is still there with liberty and justice for all. That is why I'm running for re-election and respectfully ask for your vote. Has she seen San Francisco? It's a complete and utter disaster. And for liberty and the flag, they don't care about that. Those are words from these fake politicians that they've been using for a very, very long time to convince everyone, hey, we're Americans. We're on your side. No, they're not. Look at what's happening out in San Francisco. Anyone in their right mind looking at the city, there are people that are afraid to go out during the daylight hours. I mean, let's not even talk about the nighttime. People are scared there. Businesses are moving out. People are living on the streets. Crime is out of hand. And she's doing a good job. The people want her back. Once again, what happens when people are there in Congress or any position for a very long time? It breeds corruption. And you can see it. This is firsthand corruption. You can see it as clear as day. Just like you can see what's going on with Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas. They're trying to railroad him right now. They're trying to push him out. Brandon Walton's put this out and said, bombshell, in Ken Paxton impeachment trial, a whistleblower says he reported Paxton to the FBI with no evidence. Then we have Misty G. She put this out on Telegram and said, the Ken Paxton trial is feeling swampier by the witness. I found one of the four so far credible, and he's tangled in the web with this guy, Mateer. Today, we found out they went to the FBI without Paxton's knowledge because they had trusted sources within the Bureau, but with zero evidence, all speculation. Why would the AG, who is the highest law enforcement in Texas, not trust the FBI or DPS? We all know why. We need 10 Republicans to vote against the impeachment. As of now, we have 8. Paxton's lawyers are bringing the heat. The swamp is deep. No coincidence. The Bushes would be involved, right? They absolutely are. They are involved. And people, they can see why they want the Patriots out of their position because they are bringing the heat. They're doing what the people want. And the installed individuals, they don't want this. Because remember, they have had control for a very long time, but they're no longer in control. The Patriots are in control, and they're trying to remove those people that are in these positions. But I don't think it's going to work. I don't think the people are going to stand for this. And the people have been fighting back for a very long time. And the people, well, the majority is growing and growing and growing, and they're getting stronger and stronger and stronger, which means the deep state they are struggling right now, especially with all the evidence coming out and the people seeing what the deep state system is, how the money laundering works, what crimes they've committed. And once they bring out crimes against humanity, once they bring out everything else, the people are going to see the full picture of who these people are. But you need to introduce this very, very slowly, because a lot of people have a very difficult time coming to grip with this or actually believing it. And as the information is dripped a little bit at a time, people accept it, they digest it, they understand it, and then you can give them a little bit more and a little bit more. And then all of a sudden people go, holy crap, I believe it now, because now I see the actual documented proof. I see exactly what they've been doing, and now I see the entire picture. And that's what the Patriots are doing right now. They're painting the picture so people understand it. Representative James Comer on X put this out and said, bank records prove that Biden family raked in money from foreign adversaries around the world. Romania, over 3 million. China, over 8 million. Russia, 3.5 million. Ukraine, 6.5 million. What were the Bidens selling? Nothing but access to at POTUS. That's exactly right. So if they weren't producing anything, why do they need corporations? Oh, they need corporations to money to launder their money. That's why they need corporations. And what's very interesting is that there have been polls that have been done, and the majority of Americans, they doubt Biden's claim of absolute wall between family and business. And the percentages are continually increasing as time goes by. Polls dating back to 2022 show 62% said they think the president has done something illegal or unethical in connection with the Biden family business. A few months later, a poll conducted by Fox News in March found 64% believe Joe Biden did something illegal or unethical. Most recent polling shows that Americans believe Joe Biden played a role in his family business. 61% of Americans believe Joe Biden was involved in his family's business deals with China and Ukraine, and this was released by CNN. This tells you everything you need to know, and RNC Research put this out and said, and says CNN, 55% of Americans, a majority, believe Biden's actions related to the Hunter Biden probe were inappropriate, including a majority of independent voters. It's starting to seep through. Absolutely. And people are learning now. People are understanding this, which means Biden has become a liability, which means he is going to be removed. And it looks like they've already started the process for change of better. We'll be talking about this a little bit later. But first, Catherine Herridge put this out and said, the special counsel investigating Hunter Biden's taxes and purchases of a gun says he intends to seek an indictment by the end of this month, setting the case on a potential collision course with the presidential election. Now, really think about this. Why would they all of a sudden bring this out and say, okay, there's an indictment coming? Yes, I know there is a act, which is the Speedy Trial Act, that says, oh, you got to do this by like September 19th or something like that. But really think about why they're doing this. Because remember, they're trying to deflect from what they're doing to Trump. They're going after Trump. They're indicting him. They indicted him four times. It looks like they're interfering in the presidential election, which they are. And they're trying to make it seem like, oh, no, no, we're doing the same thing to the Bidens. The difference is they're not going after the presidential candidate. Actually, Hunter already had a plea deal, which completely fell apart. This is Hunter, not Joe Biden. If they brought charges against Joe Biden, that would be different. But they're using Hunter to make it look like, oh, wait, whatever we're doing to Trump, we're doing to the Bidens. So there is no presidential election interference whatsoever. There is a difference. Joe, he had the presidential records illegally. Trump did not. Have they pressed charges? No. The DOJ, the FBI, they have all this information from the House. And are they doing anything with the money laundering case? Absolutely not. So how about the election cheating? Have they done anything with that? No, they've done absolutely nothing. And I do believe Trump is showing everyone, look at the two-tier justice system. Yes, they're bringing charges against Hunter, but he's not running for president. Joe Biden is running. Trump is running. But they're going after Trump with four indictments. Joe Biden, zero. Absolutely nothing. So is it equal? No, it's not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the Biden administration, they are now trying to stop the illegals from going to New York, going to Massachusetts, because they're starting to realize the people of this country are starting to understand what is really going on with the borders. And they're saying, look at all the resources that these illegals are using. And we can't support an open border like this. And remember, from the very, very beginning, the Biden administration never wanted these illegals to move out of Texas, move out of Arizona, because they wanted to make those states completely blue. They wanted the illegals to outnumber the Americans in the state, and they wanted to turn these states. That's really what they wanted. Yes, they were going to have these people vote, and they were going to use their names, no matter if they were going to cheat or whatever they were going to do. We know that they were going to use this to override the population in this state. So what is Biden doing right now? Well, Biden, he is now going to, or is trying to push the idea that all these illegals coming in, they have to wear ankle monitors. And if they try to step outside of Texas, or if the governors ship them out of the state, they will know where they are and bring them right back to Texas. I mean, really think about this for a second. Think about what they're doing. But what's very interesting, and we mentioned this on Thursday, Texas, they were told to remove their barriers in the Rio Grande River. And right now, a U.S. appeals court has granted Texas an emergency stay, allowing the state to maintain the barriers it installed in the Rio Grande. This decision comes in response to a federal judge order in Austin issued a day prior, which mandated Texas to relocate the barriers to the riverbank on the Texas side by September 15th. So now there's an emergency stay saying, no, you don't have to do that. You can keep the barriers where they are to stop the illegals. So it looks like Biden is in trouble right now, and the Patriots are now winning. Trump, he put this out on Truth, and he said, the migrants pouring into our country are destroying our cities, states. This is an invasion, the likes of which has never been seen before. It is a death wish for America. I will fix it immediately upon reentering office, along with so much else. MAGA. And I do believe he's going to do that with absolutely no problem. Because remember, this has been planned. He's in control. He knows where the illegals are, and he can reverse things very, very easily. But he's calling on the Republicans right now, you know, all the rhinos, to do the right thing, to stop the invasion on our southern borders. And this is what he said during South Dakota, during the rally. I'm calling on a congressional Republicans to ban Joe Biden from using a single taxpayer dollar to release or resettle illegal aliens into the United States, starting on the government funding deadline of September 30th. So let's see if the rhinos actually do this or they don't do it. Because once again, when they don't do this, you can see the board very, very clearly. And I do believe this is exactly what he's doing. He wants the people to see the truth. Do you see the deep state players? Do you see the D's? You can see them very clearly. Can you see the rhinos right now? Are they in line with the deep state? Well, if they don't do anything, if they don't act, if they don't say, hey, you know something, we need to stop this, you know, right there and then you will see those individuals saying, yes, we must do this. I vote for it. Then you'll see the others decide, no, I'm not going to vote for this. And that will show you who, what side they are on. Are they on the side of the establishment rhino, or are they on the side of MAGA? And I think you're going to see that very, very clearly as we go through all this. And we'll have to see what happens when we get closer and closer to September 30th. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we're finding out a lot of information about how there's different organizations that are trying to censor the American people, how they're in line with the deep state players, how they're in line with the Democrats. And the information is coming out right now. And what's very interesting is that Elon Musk, he put out a post on X and said, among other things, ADL wanted this platform to permanently ban Trump, even though roughly half the country voted for him. What exactly does banning Trump have to do with fighting anti-Semitism? And that is true. David Sachs responded to this and said, the ADL is an op. DNC wants to stop RFK Jr. as a campaign. ADL makes an accusation. DNC wants to censor Trump. ADL makes an accusation. DNC wants to thwart Elon's resistance. ADL makes an accusation. New purpose of ADL is to turn opposition to DNC agenda into a hate crime. Kanakoa the Great put this out and said, the ADL's real mission is leveraging anti-Semitism to advance Democratic Party goals, like endorsing Biden's border policies and advocating for critical race theory in schools while accusing Trump of being anti-Semitic. They issue far-left censorship demands, threatening to label platforms as racist, tarnish their image, and organize advertiser boycotts to bankrupt companies. They are the establishment's thought police, a tool of the censorship industrial complex, weaponizing claims of racism to stifle political dissent, control the narrative, and determine who gets to speak. The First Amendment is the foundation of a free society, and Elon Musk is commendable for taking a stand against the ADL to protect freedom of speech. And you can see the government, they have been involved in violating everyone's First Amendment, and now the Fifth Circuit has ruled against the Biden White House, ruled against the CDC and the FBI that they violated the First Amendment. So a federal appeals court has ruled that the Biden administration, health officials, and the FBI pressured social media companies to censor posts related to COVID-19, Hunter Biden, and elections, violating the First Amendment. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling upholds a lower court's ruling prohibiting many government officials, including the Biden administration, from contacting social media companies about content moderation. So if they were involved in the elections and they told the social media companies to say Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, they interfered in the election. They also controlled the narrative during COVID when people were trying to tell the truth, which means they are now liable for everything that happened. Those people that died from the vaccine, those people that died from being locked down, those people that lost their businesses, they're liable for all of this. Now, is the Biden administration going to try to bring this up to the Supreme Court? Well, they have 10 days to request the Supreme Court review of the case. And you know what the Supreme Court's going to rule? They violated the Constitution. It's cut and dry. And really, just go back in time just a little bit. Go back to COVID. They released a virus on the public. Was it dangerous for the healthy people? No. They had a 99.9x recovery rate. Did we need a vaccine? No. Was there really a plandemic? No. They used fake tests. If anyone questioned that or showed proof, they would censor them. They paid hospitals to say anyone that died, just say they died of COVID if they tested positive for COVID. But again, they were using a test that gave them false positive. If anyone told the truth, they were censored. If people came out and said, listen, use hydroxychloroquine like Trump, what happened? Well, they didn't want the people to hear this. They didn't want to hear the truth. So they censored those people. Someone came out with ivermectin saying this would help people who had COVID or the flu or many other things. Well, they didn't want people to hear that, so they censored them. Think about what they did here. And then during this entire period, during the election process, the Hunter Biden laptop was brought out, and there was a story saying it was not Russian disinformation. It was really Hunter's laptop. So they censored anyone that said it was real. They have proof that it's real. They only wanted their story. So they interfered in the election with COVID, with Hunter Biden's laptop, by censoring the American people. I mean, really think about this for a second. Then anyone that said, hey, we have proof that there was election fraud. We saw them with the ballots. We saw them with the Dominion machines. We saw what they did. They censored those people. I mean, this shows you the criminal syndicate. This shows you everything you need to know. And you know what they're doing right now? They're coming after our weapons. Now, think about why all this is happening. Trump, the Patriots, needed to throw this in everyone's face. You needed to see this up and close. So there'd be no question in what they're trying to do. See, in the past, what they did was, oh, look, there's, like, let's use guns, for example. Oh, look, there's a mass shooting. Yeah, we need just to get rid of AR-15s. We just need to get rid of the assault rifles. There's no assault rifles, but that's what they call them. We just need to get rid of that. Is everyone on board with that? Let's just get rid of those. Can we get a consensus on this, that gun should go? See, but that wasn't their main agenda. Their main agenda was getting rid of the Second Amendment. Actually, their main agenda is getting rid of the Constitution. But they needed to start out very, very slowly. But now the people can see very, very clearly what they're trying to do. Look at California right now. California, they have very, very strict gun control laws. And right now, they're placing new taxes on firearms and ammunition that could see guns become significantly more expensive. What are they doing? They're infringing on everyone's right to purchase a weapon. They wanted, actually, if you look at the bills that they were introducing in Congress, they wanted like 1,000% tax. Any type of tax on a weapon is infringing on anyone's rights. I mean, if you really want to think about it, but look what's happening out in New Mexico. This is being thrown in your face. So there's no question whatsoever what they're trying to do here. The governor, and Benny Johnson, by the way, put this out on X. The governor of New Mexico has just declared the First and Second Amendment does not exist due to an emergency. Under this legal theory, all of our rights are essentially eliminated. So she said, this is a national emergency. People have died. We need to get rid of the guns. The problem with this is there's no emergency that overrides the Constitution. Remember, these are not privileges that we have. These are rights. We are born with these rights. The rights cannot be taken away with an emergency. Oh, I declare an emergency, so you have to give me rights. No, see, that's a privilege. A right is always there because you're born with those rights. Our founding fathers were very, very smart. They didn't say, hey, by the way, when you're born, you get this privilege. And you can keep this privilege as long as you're a good person. No, they said when you're born with these rights. You have them. Nobody can take them away. This is why they made the first, the second, the third, all the way up to the 10th. That's why they made them your rights, because they wanted everyone to know the government can never, ever, ever, ever take it away with an emergency, with a war, with anything. You always have these rights. So what she's trying to do is she's trying to convince everyone that it's a privilege. And this is the New Mexico governor, Michelle Grisham. But I just want to go back a little bit in time here, because let's go back to March of 2020 when New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham locked down her state due to the coronavirus threat. And New Mexico was ranked 39th of the 50 states in coronavirus cases at the time. And remember, these cases were fake. They were pushing all this. But during the lockdowns, what did she do? Well, she made a private call to her favorite jewelry store to make a purchase. Of course, she was able to do this because she's the Democratic governor. She got caught, then she changed her story. And she also spent nearly $13,500 over a six-month period in 2020 on items such as groceries, dry cleaning, alcohol. And she was using taxpayer money to pay for groceries, whiskey, and tequila. So this is the same exact person that's trying to push this. Now, what's very interesting is, once again, they're trying to use a public health emergency to suspend the rights that are guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. Biden tried to do this, and other governors and mayors tried to do this during COVID. This is not how it works. They don't have the ability to do this. Well, a dictator does. A tyrannical government does. This is what they do. But she doesn't have the right to do this. And right now, what we're seeing is that they're testing the waters. Actually, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they want everyone to see this. Allow the deep state to do what they do best. Instead of pretending that they just want the assault rifle, let's just show them what they're really trying to do here. And what's very interesting about all this is that Ted Lieu and David Hogg are actually rejecting this. Well, I guess hell has frozen over right now. Ted Lieu said this on X and said, I support gun safety laws. However, this order from the governor of New Mexico violates the U.S. Constitution. No state in the union can suspend the federal constitution. There is no such thing as a state public health emergency exception to the U.S. Constitution. David Hogg said this, I support gun safety, but there is no such thing as state public health emergency exception to the U.S. Constitution. And I have to agree with them. There is no such thing. She just made it up. Why? Because I do believe the people need to see this. The people need to see it without the smoke and the smoke screen and all their fancy wording. Just have them come out and show the people exactly what they're trying to do. Now, the New Mexico sheriff is telling the governor he's not going to comply with this temporary New Mexico gun ban. And he shouldn't be complying with this. Nobody should be complying with this. And remember, without the people standing up to this, the Constitution is nothing. The Constitution is strong because we, the people, need to protect it. So the people of New Mexico should be like, you know what? We're going around with our guns. You can't do anything about it. Why? Because I am protected by the Constitution, by my right to bear arms. And remember, the Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. The Second Amendment has nothing to do with just the militia. Because when you read the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia, regulated means trained. The militia back then was not the National Guard, was not the Army, was not the Marines. It was the everyday person that wasn't controlled by the government to bear arms, bear to carry arms, any weapon, any type of ammunition. That's why our founding fathers didn't say, you can carry a musket, you can carry a knife. They knew weapons were going to change over time. They were smart. They knew this. They fought for freedom. They knew exactly what they were doing. That's why they used the word bear. That's why they used the word arms. They did it on purpose. And that's why they said a well-regulated, a well-trained person. Every single person should go out and get trained. You should be trained with your weapon. And the militia had nothing to do with the National Guard. The militia had nothing to do with the Standing Army. The militia had nothing to do with the Marines. It had nothing to do with the Air Force. The militia was we the people, everyday people, period, the end, that's it. And when you look through the Federalist paper, that it backs it all up. So right now, if you listen to this governor, what is she actually saying? Well, she's saying that she doesn't expect criminals to follow the order, but she hopes it is a resounding message to everyone else in the community to report gun crime. Wait a minute. So you're telling the people you can no longer carry a weapon, but she's not expecting the criminals to abide by that. Well, what is she doing then? She's telling the criminals, listen, I just told you right now, nobody's going to be carrying a weapon, so you can rob, steal, hurt people because I know that you're not going to follow the law. Criminals don't follow the law. So everyone's going to be unarmed and the criminals, they will have a field day. Oh, wait a minute. Don't we see this in every other blue state? Oh, it's the same exact thing. Now, the people of this state, they need to fight back. The people need to say absolutely not. And this sends a very, very strong message. Do not comply. You don't have to. The Second Amendment gives you this right. And what are Democrats doing? They're testing the waters for a national gun grab. This is what they always wanted. Does Trump and the Patriots want everyone to see this firsthand? It's no longer about assault weapons. It's no longer about, oh, we just have to get rid of this one weapon. Just look at Canada. They started out with assault weapons. Then Trudeau came out and said, everyone owning a pistol, you're not allowed to own them anymore. Those days are over. But when he was trying to get elected, he told you, oh, no, I believe in everyone having a weapon. That's what Canada's based on. They're liars. So don't be fooled. This is step one to see if Americans are paying attention. Americans, pay attention. Carry your weapon. Be proud. And I think most of the people now, they're letting everyone know that this is not going to fly because you know why? People are seeing how they violated our First Amendment. The Second Amendment is to protect the First. And as they keep pushing this, this is waking people up like we've never seen before. But you could see already, the lawsuits are coming. Mark W. Smith, a Second Amendment scholar, said, emergency lawsuit filed just now. Major 2A gun rights group sues New Mexico governor tonight in federal court in New Mexico. The National Association of Gun Rights has sued New Mexico's Governor Grisham over her executive order banning the carrying of firearms in major parts of the state. And once again, they're going to look at this and go, you can't do this. This is done here. But look what else is happening. The New Mexico State Representative Stephanie Lord and John Block called for the impeachment of Michelle Grisham. Why? Because she just violated everyone's rights. She just violated the Constitution. And this is what they said. This emergency order violates the governor's oath to protect and defend the rights of New Mexicans and is illegal in nature. The legislature has a duty to intervene when the government is overstepping boundaries, and Governor Grisham's order and comments disqualify her from continuing her tenure as governor. Yes, every single person who violates their oath, who violates the Constitution, should be removed immediately. This is as clear as anything else that we've seen during COVID. Now she's saying, I will no longer allow you to carry a weapon. Actually, I do believe the entire concealed carry thing where you have to pay is completely unconstitutional because the Second Amendment says you're allowed to do this. We shouldn't have to vote for a constitutional carry. We shouldn't have to get a license because that becomes a privilege then. You see, the Second Amendment allows you to go out and carry your weapon and to purchase a weapon. Can you imagine if you needed to get a license to speak freely, because isn't it the same thing? The First Amendment allows you to speak freely. Well, hey, listen, you want to speak freely out in public? You're going to have to get a license. You're going to have to get approved. And also, you're going to have to pay $100. Is that how the rights work? No, it doesn't. So all these concealed carry, all these things, that is making the rights look like privileges. That's not how the Constitution works. All of this should be stripped away. And I think as more and more people see this and it's thrown right in your face, I think people are starting to understand how it really should be and not the way they made it to be. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that the deep state players, they're attacking Elon Musk. And Elon Musk, he put out a post and he said, there was an emergency request from government authorities to activate Starlink all the way to Sevastopol. The obvious intent being to sink most of the Russian fleet at anchor. If I agreed to their request, then SpaceX would be explicitly complicit in a major act of war. And he's absolutely right. And Walter Isaacson explains, to clarify on the Starlink issue, the Ukrainians thought coverage was enabled all the way to Crimea, but it was not. They asked Musk to enable it for their drone sub attack on the Russian fleet. Musk did not enable it because he thought, probably correctly, that would cause a major war. Elon responded to Walter and said, much appreciated, Walter. The onus is meaningfully different if I refuse to act upon a request from Ukraine versus made a deliberate change to Starlink to thwart Ukraine. At no point did I or anyone at SpaceX promise coverage over Crimea. Moreover, our terms of service clearly prohibit Starlink for offensive military action, as we are a civilian system. So they were, again, asking for something that was expressly prohibited. SpaceX is building Starshield for the U.S. government, which is similar to, but much smaller than Starlink, as it will not have to handle millions of users. That system will be owned and controlled by the U.S. government. So right there, they were trying to have Elon help with World War III, and he pushed back. But the other thing that's very interesting is that North Korea right now, they are saying that they have their first tactical nuclear attack submarine, which could be fitted with their nuclear tipped missiles, which are capable of being fired underwater. So right now, it looks like North Korea has gone full nuclear. Now, remember, Trump, he had peace. They weren't firing missiles. And now we see the opposite happening. Actually, if you go back to the 16-year plan, what do they want? They wanted war. Actually, they were going to start war with a rogue submarine firing a nuclear missile at the United States. Are we starting to see this come to fruition? It's starting to seem that way. But let me just go back to post 168. This is November 20th, 2017. And Anon on the board said the following. Saw the sub searches on the 13th and the Navy build up in San Diego. Q said, Red October significance has not occurred yet. Follow the map. Then we have post 432. Down below, it says missile, missile, Fox 3. So what does Fox 1, Fox 2, Fox 3 mean? Well, Fox 1 signifies a semi-active radar missile. Fox 2 signified an infrared missile. And Fox 3 indicated you had switched to guns. So that's very interesting. So missile, missile, Fox 3, switch to guns. Splash, missile destroyed, as the world turns Red October. So does this mean that as we approach World War III, there's going to be a missile that is fired from a sub and we intercept the missile and the missile is taken down? And is it going to show that the United States was attacked? Because Trump continually talks about World War III. He says it's going to be nuclear. And it's going to be scary. And I do believe the only way to convince the people that we're heading towards World War III is to have multiple attacks on the United States. Yes, the first one could be a cyber attack, but I do believe the next one, the people need to see an actual attack with a missile to say, holy crap, we're being attacked, just like Pearl Harbor. Yes, that was planned, but the people saw what happened in Pearl Harbor, and they believed that this was an attack by Japan. I do believe it was coordinated to get into the war. And I think a lot of people do believe that. Same thing here. This is going to be coordinated to get us into a war. And is this actually North Korea or any other state out there attacking the United States? Or is this the deep state doing it. Well, I do believe it's the deep state. This is a false flag to try to push us into war. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Trump mentioned this on Truth, is that the Biden administration wants to now make our army tanks all electric so that, despite the fact that they will not be able to go very far, fewer pollutants will be released into the air. And what do they really want to do? They want to make us weak, because we know the electric tanks will not be able to go up against any of the other tanks. And we know that who cares about the pollutants when you're at war? It makes no sense. But you can see their entire push. The push is to make the military weak, to make us lose in a war. And that's where they're trying to push us. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit more about war a little bit later. We'll be talking about the Posse Comitatus Act and what I do believe Trump has planned. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see the entire COVID push. It's starting to fall apart. And we're starting to see that all the states that push these mandates, and they were acting like dictators because they are dictators, they were tyrannical. It seems that everything is now being reversed, and it's continually being reversed. And out in New York, we can see that the teachers in New York City who were fired for refusing to comply with COVID vaccine mandates must be given their jobs back and awarded full back pay. And now everything that they tried to do has hit them square between the eyes. It's not going to work, because in the end, everything that they have done is going to be ruled unconstitutional. And you have to remember the game they play. They try to convince you in the very, very beginning with gun control, with COVID, with anything, because they know it takes time for all of this to go through the court systems. And they're hoping they can get enough people on board to obey in what they're trying to do. So every time they come out with something, just sit back and relax and say, we're not doing this. And if the country does this, they don't win. And think about it. They're trying to push COVID once again, and they're trying to get everyone injected with the bioweapon, just like the first time around. And if you look at the definition of vaccine or vaccination, they have changed it over and over. Thomas Massey put this out and said, 2 years ago, CDC changed the definition of vaccine because the COVID jabs don't meet the established definition of vaccine. Vaccination, pre-2015, injection of a killed or weakened infectious organism in order to prevent the disease. Vaccination, 2015 to 2021, the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce immunity to a specific disease. Vaccination, September 2021, the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce protection from a specific disease. So the bioweapon doesn't work like a vaccine, a true vaccine. So instead of saying, oh, this is not a vaccine and it doesn't work, they decided to change the definition to fit what was actually happening. That should tell you everything you need to know. But the CDC has finally come out and they're admitting that existing antibodies would work against the latest coronavirus variant, which means everyone that is healthy today, everyone that's walking around who has natural immunity, you don't have to worry about it. Is that a shock to anyone? You don't got to get the bioweapon. You don't got to do what they say. And now they've come out and said, yes, those people are now protected against this variant. The antibodies will protect you. Just like everything else going all the way back from the beginning, natural immunity was always going to protect you. They lie, then they lie again. That's what they do. So this entire push right now to push COVID, to have everyone masked, to have everyone, all the businesses shut down, to cheat in the elections, it's falling apart. Miranda Devine put this out on X and said, the CDC backflipped on their scare campaign against the latest COVID variant. The fallout must have been so epic it destroyed their will to politicize the virus or election theft purposes. Stick to your guns, people. Existing antibodies work. So if they can't cheat using COVID now, I mean, it doesn't mean they're not going to still try. They'll push and push and push until the very end, and they'll realize it just doesn't work. Why? Because the people aren't going to comply with all of this. So what does that mean? They're going to have to use a different method of cheating. Do they have a different method of cheating where they can have enough of these fake ballots to override the people's vote? I don't believe they're going to have this, which means they're going to have to shut down the elections. That's where we're headed. But before we get to all of that in the elections and what Trump has planned, not Jerome Powell on X put this out and said, FDA got expedited approval for COVID vaccines. Guess who produced them? The U.S. keeps approving military aid to Ukraine. Guess who produces that? The media stays silent. Guess who they are? Did you guess? It's BlackRock. They own everything. And I think people are starting to see the painting now. They see the picture because it's being painted. Now, we know the deep state players, they have been coming after our children for a very long time. They are involved in human trafficking, child trafficking. And recently, since they thought they were in control, they decided to go full out and showing everyone, listen, we're pedophiles. We're coming after your children. And they've come out of the shadows and they've been pushing their agendas. And what this has done is the people have seen this and the people are pushing back. And as they continue issuing different laws, trying to get the children away from their parents, trying to convert them into something that they're not, the people in the end are going to continually fight back. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots wanted everyone to see this because you needed to see all this. Everything has been amplified. Everything is being thrown in your face so you can't miss it. People need to be uncomfortable because when you're uncomfortable, you decide to do something. You react because you don't like feeling uncomfortable. And the country needed to feel uncomfortable. Greg Price put this out and said, the California Assembly just voted in favor of AB 957, which will require judges to take into account whether a parent affirms a child's gender identity or gender expression in determining custody. The Senate already approved it, so it's headed to Gavin Newsom's desk. Elon Musk responded to this and said, this bill is a wolf in sheep's clothing. What it actually means is that if you disagree with the other parent about sterilizing your child, you lose custody. Utter madness. Absolutely. And you know what else is madness? Well, they decided to designate Charlie Kirk's TPUSA as an extremist hate group. Don Jr. put this out and said, Charlie Kirk at TPUSA has been labeled extremist hate groups by Biden's DHS. Thankfully, ACLJ is filing the largest lawsuit against Biden yet. Sign the lawsuit to support the statement below and help battle Biden's regime. So you could see that they're always going to go after those people that are telling the truth, that are pushing back against the puppet government. We've seen this out in Libya. We see it in Lebanon. We see it in Iraq. When the deep state went ahead and overthrew the governments in these areas, put in a puppet government, anyone that was against their puppet government, they were designated as domestic terrorists. Actually, they called them Al-Qaeda. Here in this country, the Biden administration, they overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. A puppet government was installed. And any person, which is the majority of the country, all MAGA, they call them domestic terrorists. It's the same exact playbook. There is no difference whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Enrique Tarrio, he was sentenced to prison. And this individual, he is now naming names, saying that the top Biden DOJ attorneys, they told him to lie and lie about Trump and sign false statements. He said, the truth is, I could have been home. I could have been home a long time ago. I could have been in my warm ass bed right now, laughing at the world without a problem. And all I had to do in order to do was lie about Trump. All I had to do was confirm a lie. And he said, I was not going to lie. I told them to pound sand instead. So he was going to get off if he lied and turned against Trump. And who was pushing him to do this? It looks like it was DOJ lead prosecutor Jocelyn Ballantyne and assistant U.S. attorney Jason McCullough. They were pushing all of this. Now, Jocelyn Ballantyne was a DOJ attorney staffed on General Michael Flynn's prosecution. The DOJ admitted to altering evidence in Flynn's case, and the government eventually dropped the case against General Flynn. But remember, the judge was instructed by Obama to keep the case going. Trump eventually pardoned General Flynn. Ballantyne was caught lying during a DOJ investigation of Strzok and McCabe. She still holds a job as top official in Merrick Garland's DOJ. Attorney Jason McCullough recently urged jurors to convict the Proud Boys of seditious conspiracy. So these individuals, they are corrupt. They're working for the criminal syndicate. And the people now, they're getting the truth. And they're starting to realize, wow, they were trying to blackmail him and they wanted him to lie to just to get Trump. This is how our system works today. This is how the mafia works. Can you see it clearly now? If everyone's expecting the DOJ and the FBI and all these people to come and press charges against all these people, you're going to be waiting a very, very long time. Because when the mafia owns the country, when the criminal syndicate owns the country, they're not going after themselves. They're part of the criminal syndicate. Why would they do this? This is what Trump wants you to see. Do you see it? Do you see how bad it is? You didn't believe it before, but now you do, huh? Because you could see it. And every day that passes, you see more and more of this. I mean, look what they did to Navarro. A 12-member jury convicted Navarro on two counts of contempt after he refused to testify or turn over documents to the Democratic-led House panel that investigated the January 6, 2021 riot by Trump supporters and broader attempts by Trump and a Republican to reverse his 2020 election defeat. Now, once again, this entire Democratic House panel, I don't believe they had the authority to even do this because they just put it together without the Republicans. So how did they have the authority? They didn't. And now Peter Navarro is caught up in all of this. Trump, he put this out in Truth. He said, I can't believe that these fascist munchers have so viciously gone after the great Peter Navarro for defying the totally partisan January 6th Unselect Committee of political hacks and thugs who refused to go after crazy Nancy Pelosi and the reason she and the mayor of the D.C. rejected 10,000 soldiers, which would have easily stopped any future security problem. His testimony wouldn't have mattered anyway because the committee quickly and illegally deleted and destroyed all evidence and findings. There was much evidence and findings that the Unselect Committee did not want seen. This deleted and destroyed evidence is a big part of my defense and the defense of many others. They should be the ones who are prosecuted, not Peter Navarro, who, by the way, was single greatest trade negotiator against China, who paid the U.S. hundreds of billions of dollars during the Trump administration. Never paid 10 cents before us. Only China is celebrating the Navarro conviction. Then he said, God bless great American trade negotiator and patriot Peter Navarro. He brought billions of dollars into our country, and now the lunatic Marxists and fascists want him in jail because of the Unselect Committee of political hacks and thugs. In the end, it will all work out, and we will make America great again. And the people, what are they seeing? They're seeing the two-tier justice system. They're seeing it all play out. Just like they're seeing the entire thing with Biden play out and the changer batter that is coming. Right now, the New York Times, they put out an article and it says, why is Joe Biden so unpopular? Joe Biden is an unpopular president and without some recovery. He could easily lose to Donald Trump in 2024. So right here, they're building the idea that he's so unpopular. And what happens when people see this? Well, if he's so unpopular, why do we want him? We would rather have someone else. Hey, maybe we should have Gavin Newsom. Maybe he should run for president. Well, Gavin Newsom, he's come out and he says, I'm not running for president in 2024. He says the people now should be on the side of Biden. He said it's time to move on from 2024 speculation. Harris lined up after Biden. He says it's time to move on. He says we need to look at the Biden administration. And if Biden's not going to run, then Kamala Harris, she's the person. I mean, think about what he's saying right here. He's telling you what's going to happen. Then we have Ultra Pepe Lies Matter. He put this out. He says Michelle Obama biographer is now making the case that Biden will be out before 2024 and Michelle will attempt to make a move for the White House. Michelle has been copying Barack's path to the White House. Voter registration organization created, writing two autobiographies, keynote speaker introducing DNC convention, tied up loose ends before running, i.e. paddleboard and gay Chicago lovers. And this is exactly what they've been doing. And I do believe since she still has a way of getting in, they need to remove Biden. Biden will be removed. Kamala will be the acting president. They're going to trade one black woman for one black woman or male. We don't know yet. I do believe we're going to find out very, very soon. But you can see they're preparing the switch up, the change of batter. And I do believe that is coming. And you can see they're already setting it up. Now, Trump, he was out in South Dakota, and it looks like Kristi Noem, she has now endorsed Trump. And right now, Trump is the man. And all these other candidates who are getting, you know, 3%, 4% in the Republican primary, it's absolutely meaningless at this point in time. And when Trump was out in South Dakota, he actually said some important things, which we'll be getting to in a little bit. And he actually put out some truths, which I do believe he's sending messages, letting us know in which direction we're headed. But before that, Trump was also at Iowa State, and he was hanging out with Fraternity House. He was cooking burgers. He was throwing footballs. And the people absolutely loved him. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see more and more information is coming out about the election fraud that happened out in Arizona. And Kerry Lake War Room put this out on X and said, Kerry Lake's attorney, Kurt Olson, we found evidence of malware put on the printers used at 223 vote centers, and those printers are what caused the election day chaos. There were over 7,000 ballot rejections every 30 minutes, beginning at 6:30 a.m. all the way through 8 p.m. when the polls, even after the polls closed, that's over 200,000 ballot rejections on a day when there were only 248,000 votes cast. And once again, you can see how the election fraud was done. And right now, we can see that the people, they believe and they suspect election fraud in Arizona. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, election integrity. Most voters suspect fraud. So a majority of voters suspect recent elections have been affected by cheating and believe officials are ignoring the problem. The latest Rasmussen Reports National Telephone Online Survey finds that 60% of likely U.S. voters think it is likely that cheating affected the outcomes of some races in last year's midterm elections, including 37% who say it's very likely. Now, 35% don't believe it's likely the 2022 midterm were affected by cheating, including 20% who think it not at all. So right here, more and more people are looking at the situation saying, okay, I'm seeing the cheating. I see what's going on here. And I do believe more and more proof is coming out. More and more people are going to be convinced of this because cheating actually really happened. And now we have Trump going on trial. We have Kerry Lake pushing the trials and trying to push the evidence out there. And with these two cases, I think people are going to see the absolute and utter truth. Now, what's very interesting, since we're talking about the elections and we're talking about Trump, it looks like the Fulton County Grand Jury, they went completely insane. Technofog put this out and said, voting to indict Lindsey Graham, Michael Flynn, David Perdue, and Kelly Loeffler with respect to the national effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Perdue and Loeffler and many others would have faced RICO charges. So they tried to get these people on charges. And it's absolutely ridiculous at this point. But again, you could see what the deep state is doing. You could see what Trump wants everyone to see. He wants everyone to see how the system is against we the people. And it protects the deep state players. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Mark Meadows, he tried to move his criminal case to federal court, but the Obama judge, Steve C. Jones, ruled that no, you cannot move this criminal case to a federal court, which means if Trump decides, which I do believe he's going to try to do this, try to move to a federal court, he's not going to be able to do this. So what that means is they're going to have their time in court in these local courts, and they're going to have to present the evidence right there. And I do believe Trump is going to produce the evidence showing that they cheated in the election. And he's going to have irrefutable evidence showing that they're the ones who cheated, not him. And yes, they will try to shut this down. Yes, they'll try to block this, but they will not be able to do this. Remember, they waited 2.5 years. They have to give him equal airtime to present his evidence. And a lot of people need to see it this way. They need to see it in the court of law. They need to see the documents submitted. They need to see it official. And I do believe this is exactly what the people are going to see. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he is considering calling lawmakers as witnesses during the criminal trial for January 6th. So Trump, his legal team is reportedly considering calling lawmakers to the witness stand for his trial in the 2020 election case in D.C. And he's looking to call on Republican members of Congress who objected to the electoral votes in some states during the special session of Congress on January 6th to certify the 2020 presidential election. So the report names Senator Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, and others. So this is going to be very, very interesting moving forward. And I do believe the people are going to learn a lot and they're going to start to realize who actually cheated in the election. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, the Georgia grand jury report has just been released. It has zero credibility and badly taints Fannie Willis and this whole political witch hunt. Essentially, they wanted to indict anybody who happened to be breathing at the time. It totally undermines the credibility of the findings and badly hurts the great state of Georgia, whose wonderful and patriotic people are not happy with this charade of an out-of-control prosecutor doing the work of and for the DOJ election interference. And he's absolutely right. And Paul Sperry, he put this out. At least three of the Atlanta grand jurors declined to recommend indictments because they do not believe that the wording of the statutes applies to the conduct at issue. And it doesn't. This whole thing is made up by the Biden administration, the criminal syndicate, and they're going after Trump. But again, Trump, the Patriots, he needed everyone to see this. He needed a platform to show that they cheated in the election. And why would he go out and attack them? The better strategy is attack me, force me to do it. You want my taxes? Force me to hand it over. I'd like to set some precedents here, and I'd like to use them later on. But remember, this can all backfire on the D's. Remember the post that Paul Sperry put out on August 15, 2023? Abusing RICO enforcement could backfire on Dems. A second Trump admin, GOP admin, could charge Willis, Bragg, Smith, Garland, and Biden with conspiring to sideline Trump with prosecution and other overt acts of racketeering. All their comms would be subject to subpoena and warrants. Absolutely. And we could see that the deep state players, and I think Trump and the Patriots want everyone to see this, they're going to use everything they possibly have to try to stop Trump from being in the elections. They tried to go and back DeSantis. That completely failed. The establishment money now is trapped. They have no other candidate. So he's going to be the nominee. So since they know he's going to be the nominee, what are they doing? Well, they need indictments. They need to try to throw him off the ballot. They need to do whatever they possibly can. They need COVID. All of it's going to fail, which means when we approach the 2024 elections, they won't have the ability to cheat because everything has failed. They didn't get him off the ballot. The indictments didn't work. COVID didn't work. So what do they have left? All they can do is try to shut down the elections. That is what they're going to try to do. And we'll be talking about that in just a sec. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, the group suing me in Colorado to ridiculously try and unconstitutionally keep me off the ballot, I am leaning against the DeSanctimonious by almost 50 points and beating Crooked Joe big, is Trump deranged crew composed of many slime balls and groups like Norm Eisen through Brookings or just security, Andrew Weissman, Joy Vance, etc. They are perhaps illegally working with Weissman, acolyte Lisa Monaco at Injustice. I have been beating them for years, including impeachments, MAGA. Crew also sued me on emoluments at my recently sold and very beautiful DC hotel and lost big. These are bad radical left people and groups that use the Injustice Department as though it were their own. Lisa Monaco does whatever they tell her to do. They play her like a fiddle. So bad for our once great country. They will have major liability for what they are doing to America. It is working with deranged Jack Smith and others. Election interference at a level never seen before. MAGA. And it's very interesting because he said crew, and he actually put crew in quotes. And that reminds me of post 3052, March 15, 2019. Down below it says, the cleaning crew is active. Size equals time plus to complete. So it looks like everything is being cleaned up. I do believe there's operations going on around the country. And the deep state players, as this happens, they are losing those people that can push their narrative. And since the people are waking up, the people are no longer believing the fake news, because in the beginning of the report, we showed that ABC, CBS, and NBC, they're not even hitting double digits anymore. The people are no longer believing this. So now they're coming out, letting everyone know, well, if you're thinking logically, if you believe your gut, you shouldn't. The New York Post put this out and said, people who trust their gut are suckers for bullshit conspiracy theories. Scientists. Yeah, scientists. Wall Street Observer responded to this and said, George Orwell, 1984, the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and your ears. It was their final, most essential command. Trusting your intuition is bad for you. Instead, trust corporate media narratives, even though you know what they're claiming doesn't make sense. Absolutely. So they're trying to convince you of something. Your gut is telling you something else, and they're trying to convince you not to trust your gut. And if you look back at George Orwell, well, he already predicted all of this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that fake news, they put this out, and this is coming from ABC, Trump's unprecedented campaign pitch, elect me to get revenge on the government. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's what he's trying to do. Now, what's very interesting is Dinesh D'Souza, he's coming out with a new documentary. It's called Police State. And actually, the Police State trailer is very, very interesting. And it comes out, I believe, October 23rd. And you can go right to the policestatefilm.net to see all the information there. But Dinesh D'Souza, he said the following, and Trump put this out on Truth. Police State is a movie that I never wanted to make because I never wanted America to get to a point where a movie like this needed to be made. I feel like the animal that alerts the herd to approaching danger so we can take precautionary steps before it's too late. So just listen to the trailer of Police State. It's pretty much everything that happened during COVID, how they're trying to shut down free speech, how they're going after the patriots of this country. And if you just look at it and you look at the trailer, you would actually think this is Nazi Germany. Take a listen.
We honor you, Father, for all that you've done for us.
Chief Division Counsel and DOJ have approved a no-knock breach. We want the subject to be on display, doing the walk of shame, full visual impact. Questions.
Are we becoming a police state?
The government told American citizens they couldn't go to church on Sunday.
For the first time in my life, I'm saying to myself, am I going to get a knock at the door?
FBI warrant, come to the door now!
The Patriot Act and FISA were used against Donald Trump.
These individuals have commissioned the biggest propaganda play in U.S. history.
They don't go after the people that rigged the election. They go after the people that want to find out what the hell happened.
We don't need to have a crime. What we need is a person to look at. And then we go find out what crime you did.
FBI!
Our focus is shifting. Our main priority as a bureau is going to be domestic terrorism.
Really paints anybody who's right of center.
If you're a pro-life, pro-family Catholic, they define you as radical.
These are anti-government.
We have freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
Violent extremists, and they must be dealt with. We can do anything we want.
Now, you can see that the police state is being exposed. And this documentary, this movie, is going to be very, very interesting when it comes out. But Trump, out in South Dakota, he said a couple of things that are very, very interesting. Now, first, he put this truth out, and he put out Police State. But let me just read what he said in South Dakota. He says, and we have to be so careful. We have to make sure they don't cheat because they are cheaters. And that's the biggest fear. So he's letting us know that, yes, the deep state cheats. And we need a way to stop their cheating. So let's go back to post 2298. This is September 29, 2018. Since he truthed out Police State, this is very interesting. It says, welcome to the police state. They know if they lose, it's over. The time to fight is now. Good versus evil humanity is at stake. Drop the memes. Silent majority no more. Be loud. You have a voice. Are you registered? Vote them all out. Prepare Red October, we stand together. And I do believe Red October is in 2024. Then we have post 4521, this is June 25th, 2020. Down below in this post, it says the Posse Comitatus Act, 18 U.S. Code, Section 1385, an original intent of which was to end the use of federal troops to police state elections in former Confederate states, prescribes the role of this Army and Air Force is in executing civil laws and states. So before the Posse Comitatus Act, the military, they were policing the state elections. So in normal times, can the Marines, can the National Guard, can they police the elections? No, we have the Posse Comitatus Act. But what are the exceptions to the Posse Comitatus Act? An insurrection. Did we have an insurrection in this country? Yes, November 3rd. It was completed on January 6th, which means the military is activated. Can the military now, with the National Guard, can they police the elections? Yes, they can. What happens when the United States is attacked? Is that an exception to the Posse Comitatus Act? Absolutely. So right now, the people don't know that the military, they are allowed to be on military soil. They can monitor what's going on in this country. How do you get the military on U.S. soil? How do you convince the American public? It's already happening, but you just can't come out and say, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, we had an insurrection. The military is allowed to operate on U.S. soil. That is the exception of the Posse Comitatus Act. So they're going to be monitoring the election. The people will go, whoa, when did this happen? I never heard this. So how do you get the military to monitor the elections? You need to have a war. You need to have the United States attacked. And what is going to happen as we approach 2024? The United States is going to be attacked. I do believe we're going to see a cyber attack. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a missile that is fired, maybe from a North Korean sub, and it's shot down before it reaches the United States. Will the fake news report this? Will they push the scare event? Absolutely. Trump is letting us know that war is going to be very, very scary. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But think about this. Remember the executive order 13848 that Trump signed on September 12, 2018? Well, Biden, he just renewed it. And now it's still in effect. Why would he do this? Unless they're under Trump's control and the military's control. That's exactly what's happening. Derek Johnson put this out and said, he's not revoked Executive Order 13823. It's still very much intact. War Powers Resolution Act of 1550, still not terminated. Defense Production Act, amended March 2nd, 2020, extended that day to September 2025. One means Biden hasn't done shit when media says he invoked it. It was already approved. And two, it has not been terminated. When media says Biden's sending reserves to that under the WPRA 1550, Executive Order 13912, which is the order where chain of command Donald Trump federalized 1 million reserves to active duty, proving any number of reserves media shows Biden doing is coming out of that 1 million. So basically, Biden, he's not in control. Trump and the Patriots are in control, and they're doing exactly what they're being told to do. And every day that passes, you can see this. Remember, Trump has been telling us, listen, Newsom's not going to run. It's going to be someone else. We're going to see World War III. We're going to be entering a Great Depression. He's letting you know what's going to happen. This is what Trump said out in South Dakota. I will prevent World War III and create peace in Ukraine. I will obliterate the deep state. Take a listen to what he said here.
The only candidate who can make this promise, I will prevent World War III. I will prevent it. Nobody else is going to prevent it. Nobody else is going to prevent it. And this will be a war like no other. This is a nuclear war. If you have World War III, it'll be a nuclear war. And this won't be army tanks going back and forth shooting at each other. This will be levels of destruction that nobody's ever contemplated or thought of before. I will totally obliterate the deep state. We started that. We were doing so well. Then COVID came in. And we'll fire the corrupt bureaucrats who have weaponized our justice system and destroying our country, to stop the Marxist prosecutors who release rapists and murderers while persecuting Republicans, conservatives, people of faith. I will direct a completely overhauled DOJ to investigate every radical DA and AG in America for their illegal racist and reverse enforcement of the law. I will immediately terminate every open borders policy of the Biden administration. We will seal up our borders like they were when they took office. Week after week, we're watching as Joe Biden's deadly border betrayals take precious, innocent lives.
He's letting you know this is going to be a nuclear war. He's letting you know it's going to be scary. He's letting you know the plan. Actually, if you want to know the plan, you've been witnessing it this entire time. Actually, when Trump was out in South Dakota, he let everyone know what the plan was. Take a listen to what he said here. This tells you what he has done and what he's going to do.
It's where generations of hunters and trappers, cowboys, ranchers, miners, farmers, workers, and craftsmen helped build America into the greatest nation in the history of the world. In decline. We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has the highest inflation in 50 years, where banks are collapsing and interest rates are through the roof. Likewise, we are a nation where energy costs have reached the highest in our history, where we are no longer energy independent or energy dominant as we were just a short number of years ago. We are a nation that is begging Venezuela and others for oil. Please, please, please help us, Joe Biden says. Yet we have more liquid gold right under our feet than any other country in the world. We are a nation that just yesterday heard that Saudi Arabia and Russia will be reducing their output of oil and substantially increasing the price. And we met that threat by announcing that we no longer will be drilling for oil in large areas of Alaska. We are a nation that is consumed by the radical left's Green New Deal. Yet everyone knows that the Green New Deal is fake and will lead to our country's destruction. We are a nation whose leaders are demanding all electric cars, despite the fact that they can't go far, cost too much, and whose batteries are produced in China with materials only available in China. When an unlimited amount of gasoline is available inexpensively in the United States, but not available in China. And now we are a nation that wants to make our great army tanks all electric, so that despite the fact that they will not be able to go very far either, few pollutants will be released into the air as we blast our way through enemy territory. And also, we are a nation who wants to make our jet fighters with a green energy stamp, losing 15% efficiency, but allowing us to keep our enemy's atmosphere clean of pollutants while we attempt to knock out their planes all over the skies. We are a nation that ended oil exploration and production in the U.S. just as the price of oil reached an all-time high. What other country would do such a thing as that? We are a nation that surrendered in Afghanistan, leaving behind dead soldiers, American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the finest military equipment in the world. And we are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people, and it will only get worse. It would never have happened with me as your president. And for four straight years, it didn't happen. And China with Taiwan is next. We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never seen before. We've got a Federal Bureau of Investigation that won't allow bad election-changing facts to be presented to the public, and which offers $1 million to a writer of fiction about Donald Trump to lie and say it was fact, where Hunter Biden's laptop from hell was Russian disinformation, and the FBI knew it wasn't, but 51 intelligence agents said it was. And they knew it wasn't also. And the Department of Justice that refuses to investigate egregious acts of voting irregularities and fraud. And we have a man who is totally corrupt and the worst president in the history of our country, who is cognitively impaired, in no condition to lead, and is now in charge of dealing with Russia and the possibility of nuclear war, which would be World War III and far more devastating than any of the previous world wars because of the weaponry that no one even wants to think about. Most powerful weapons in history. We are a nation that no longer has a free and fair press. Fake news is all you get, and they are the enemy of the people. They refuse to discuss the Biden crime family, but enjoy covering false indictments of Donald Trump, who has done nothing wrong. We are a nation where free speech is no longer allowed, and where crime is rampant and out of control like never before. We are a nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon, and China to use the trillions and trillions of dollars it has taken from us to build a military to more than rival our own. And less than 3 years ago, we had Iran, China, Russia, and North Korea in check. They weren't going to do a thing against us, and everyone knows it. They respected us greatly. Now Russia and China are holding summits to carve up the world, and perhaps most importantly, we are a nation that is no longer respected or listened to on the world stage. No respect. They think we're run by fools. We are a nation that in many ways has become a joke. And we are a nation that is hostile to liberty, freedom, and faith. We are a nation whose economy is collapsing into a cesspool of ruin, whose supply chain is horrible, horrible supply chain, is broken, and whose stores are not stocked, whose deliveries are not coming, and whose educational system is ranked at the bottom of every single list. We are a nation where large packs of sadistic criminals and thieves are allowed to go into stores and openly rob them, beat up and kill their workers and customers, and leave with armloads of goods, but with no retribution, where the authority of our great police has been taken, where their families and pensions have been threatened, and their lives would be destroyed for the mere mention of the words law enforcement. We are a nation where fentanyl and all other forms of illegal drugs are easier to get than formula for our beautiful little babies. A nation whose once revered airports are a dirty, crowded mess. You sit and wait for hours and then are notified that the plane won't leave, and they have no idea when they will, where their ticket prices have tripled. They don't have the pilots to fly the planes. They don't seek qualified air traffic controllers, and they just don't know what they're doing. We are a nation that has lost its confidence. It's lost its willpower, and it's lost its strength. We are a nation that has quite simply lost its way. But we are not going to allow this horror to continue. 3 years ago, we were a great nation, and we will soon be a great nation again. It was hard-working patriots like you who built this country. And it is hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. 2024 is our final battle. With your support in this primary, we are going to finish what we so brilliantly started With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will drain the swamp once and for all. Like those patriots before us, we will not bend, we will not break, we will not yield, we will never give in, we will never give up, and we will never, ever back down. Together, we will complete the mission. We will cross the finish line. We will evict crooked Joe Biden from the White House, and we will take back this country with a righteous and magnificent victory on Election Day 2024. The great silent majority is rising like never before, and under our leadership, the forgotten men and women will be forgotten no longer. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you, South Dakota. God bless you. God bless you all.
So Trump, he let you know. I needed to put the resident in here, in this position. The country needed to see this. You needed to see the country decline. You needed to be uncomfortable because I needed the people on my side. I needed the people to fight the deep state. And that reminds me of Post 167. POTUS, open the door of all doors. Expand your thinking. What is the keystone? The keystone, a central stone at the summit of an arch, locking the whole together. This entire mission was to take back this country. This entire mission was to give the power back to the people. What is the keystone of this country? Well, the founding fathers, they created the Constitution. It is driven by we the people. We the people. We, with the military, with the president, we are the keystone. We are the keystone that holds this entire country together. Without us, without the president working with the people, without the military, the country doesn't exist. And what has the deep state been trying to do? They've been just trying to destroy the keystone, keep the people divided, weaken the military, infiltration from within, because if they can destroy that keystone that holds the country together, they have the country. Let's go back to Post 271. Down below, it says, military intelligence, no such agency is the key. Why? Because no such agency, which I do believe is the Space Force at the time, because this was put out on December 5th, 2017, that monitored the election. The military is active. They control everything that's going on. POTUS and the Patriots, that is the stone. Put the military, take POTUS, take the people, put it together. You have the key and the stone. That is what holds this country together. And this is what the deep state has been trying to destroy. And Trump, what he did was he outsmarted them. He got the people to rally behind him, just like Andrew Jackson. He got the people's strength. Now with the people, now with the military, now
with POTUS, we can take the deep state down. Not by going in and having a coup, by using our power of a vote. By having the people vote like they've never voted before and have it count. You see, in the past, they were able to manipulate everything. This time around, I do believe Trump has set everything up to make sure our vote counts. He knows they're going to try to cheat. He knows the Dominion machines and all the other computer systems do not work. It works in their favor. He knows the bail-in ballots. He knows they have systems that are already in place. He wants to remove all of that. And the only way to do that is to have a national emergency. An emergency which activates the military. Remember the Keystone. The people, we're willing. We're ready. Let's vote. We want Trump. We want to take back our country. We need to introduce the military. Even though they're already activated, the people of this country don't know this. So we need to bring in the military into this picture. And the only way to do this, I do believe, is to have the country attacked and have us heading towards World War III. So during the year 2024, you're going to see most likely China go into Taiwan. You're going to see nuclear war build. You're going to see missiles probably heading to this country. And you're going to see the country cyber attacked. And the people are going to go, holy crap, look what's happening. Now, the fake news and the deep state, they're going to say, well, we're going to have a postponement of the election because the infrastructure is damaged and we can't have an election. And they're going to push this very, very hard. Most of the people are probably going to believe this. But since we were attacked, the military can come out and say, since we were attacked, the military can actually make sure that the elections run smoothly. But we can't use the damaged infrastructure equipment. We can't use the system that we used before, which is the deep state system. We're going to have to go back to paper ballots. We're going to have to go back to the backup poll books. We're going to have to use that to have the election in one day. Because think about it. Before the Posse Comitatus Act, what did the military do? They guarded the elections. So if we're attacked, that's an exception. Now they can guard the elections. And I do believe Trump has been setting this up for this moment in time, for 2024. And now this is the final battle. It's almost time. It's almost time for the people to take back this country, and we will. And yes, once Trump is elected, he will have peace. It will look scary. It will look like everything's falling apart. But in the end, the people will have their vote. They will have their voice. And you're going to see a red wave like we've never, ever seen before. And yes, the deep state, they're going to go crazy over it. They're going to push chaos. They're going to push war. But remember, Trump and the Patriots, they are in control.